For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Well, praise God, we are listening to Christians Are Children of Light. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we come ready with open hearts, ready to hear and ready to receive from the Word of God tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the good things that we find in the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for the good news, and we praise you and thank you, Lord, that we have your truth with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Christians are children of light. That's what the scripture says. Praise God. So the light, and the Bible calls itself the light. The light is God's word. It is the gospel, and also the Lord Jesus Christ is called the light as well. So have a look in the book of John chapter 8 and verse 12. John 8, verse 12. The scripture says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So following Christ is everything. Following Christ means that we do not walk in darkness. We shall not walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. Praise God. So if we want to walk on a path that's out of the snare of the devil, we want to walk on the right path, right in God's sight, the path of good things, then we need to be followers of Christ. Followers of Christ. Praise God. And when we do that, we shall not walk in darkness. It's better to walk in the light, because in the darkness, we can fall over things, we can stumble at things in the darkness. But in the light, you can see where you're going. It's clear. You have a clear path ahead of you. So to do that, we follow Christ. We follow Christ. Praise God. So Christ's life is light in us. Praise God. Christ's life is light in us. So he is the light. He is the light of the world. Praise God. And He's in our hearts, and we'll see this in the scripture, and he has called us the light. Now, the light. We have Christ in us. So let's have a look at Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, and we will read verses 14 to verse 16. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So here the Lord Jesus Christ has called us, his followers, the light of the world. So his light is in us. His light is in us, meaning that we are lights. Praise God. We have the life of Christ in us. And what he's saying to us here is that we should not put it under a bushel. We should not hide it. But we should be people who are open, that we are followers of Christ. Followers of Christ, praise God, so that our lights shine. He said, let your light so shine before men. So we speak the truth, we walk in the truth, we show the love of God, we show and demonstrate the fact that Christ dwells in our hearts by faith. We let our light so shine, we make a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ and follow the word, follow what the word says, be followers of him. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. So do good works in the name of Christ. And in doing this, they see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. So the good works give glory to the Father. Praise God. Good works give glory to God. Praise God. And in doing this, our lights are shining before men. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we have Christ in us and he's called us the light of the world. We are the light of the world now. And we have Christ in us. Praise God. The Bible talks about the light. If we have a stay in Matthew, go to chapter 4. And let's read verses 16 and 17. And we read in verse 16, in Matthew 4, the Bible says, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Praise God. And he says here, and it was fulfilled in verse 14, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. So this was a fulfillment of prophecy. The Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and he brought light. Light came. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. God is of the light. He is of the light. He is of the truth. Light comes from him. Praise God. Praise God. He wants his people to be in light, not in darkness, not stumbling and being a prey to the snares of the fowler, but he wants us to be in light. And how do we stay in light? We are followers of Christ. We follow his word. Follow his word. And we will stay in the light. Praise God. Walking in the light. Walking in the light. So have a look at Ephesians chapter 3. And let's read verses 17 to 19. Ephesians 3, verses 17 to 19. And the word of God says, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. So Christ dwells in the hearts of believers. He dwells in our hearts by faith. Praise God. Christ dwells in our hearts by faith, and he is the light, and his light is in us. So we are the light now because we have the light of God in us. He dwells in our hearts by faith. Praise God. And because Christ dwells in our hearts by faith, and we are rooted and grounded in love, then as Christians we're able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ. We're able to know that and to comprehend the things of God because we have Him, Christ, in us. We have Him in us. We can see clearly. We can see the light is in us. We can understand what the Scripture says because the Lord illuminates it for us. He opens up our understanding. Praise God. And we walk in the light. We can understand that we follow the commandments of the Lord, and this keeps us walking in the light. Following His commandments keeps us walking in the light, walking in love, doing what He said, love one another, walk in love, walk in love. It keeps us walking in the light, being followers of Christ. Praise God. So He has... He dwells in our hearts by faith and has done a work in our hearts, and we're able to comprehend the things of God. Praise God. As Christians, because we have Christ in us and the Holy Ghost helps us to understand what the Word is saying to us. He opens our eyes to the Scriptures and what the truth is. Praise God. Have a look in the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 36. John 12 and verse 36. And the Scripture says, "While ye have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus and departed and did hide Himself from them. So He was saying, believe in the light. He called Himself the light of the world. Believe. Believe in Christ. And our believing in Christ hasn't changed. We believe Him, believe He's the Saviour, the Son of God, that His words are truth, and following His commandments keeps us walking in the light. Praise God. So believe God. Believe His truth. Believe His truth. Believe that His words are truth, which is what the Lord said in John 17:17. Thy word is truth. So believe God. Believe in His truth. And that is still the same for us today. Believe God, believe His truth. Trust God, rely on God, praise the Lord. Trust Him. Believe in the light. Believe what God has said is truth, and in walking in His commandments, you will stay walking in the truth. Praise God. Walking in the light. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. And the Scripture says, Ephesians 5:8, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Christians are children of light. We are children of light. We were in the darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Light. You have the light in you. The light is in your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. You have Christ in you. He helps you to know what to do, to know the right thing to do. He leads you. Praise God. He leads you. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Walk as children of light. Praise God. And remember what he said. Follow his commandments. Follow what Christ has said. Christ has told us, walk in love. Walk in love. Have love one toward another. Praise God. Walk as children of light. Walk as Christ walked, in the truth and in love. Praise God. Have a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 5. And the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 5, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the dark, nor of darkness. We are the children of light. That means something. That means something, praise God. We are the children of light. Glory to God. We are the children of God. And God is the light. We are not children of darkness or of the night. We are not of the children of things that we can't know the way of God, or darkness, things are hidden. The ways of God are hidden from us. We are not people who ought to be stumbling and falling around like in darkness, because the Bible says we are children of light and children and the children of the day. Glory to God. Children of light and children of the day. Praise God. So we are able to see ahead clearly because the Lord lights our way. Have a look in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read verses 3 to verse 6. And this is significant. The Word of God says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So that shows who we are as Christians and what we have as Christians. Non-Christians, people who don't know Christ, their minds are blinded by the devil, who is called the god, small g, of this world. He has blinded the minds of them which believe not, blinded their minds, so that their minds are in darkness. Their minds are blinded and in darkness, for the purpose that the Bible says here, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Well, praise God when people make the choice to want to become Christians, then they can get past that blindness, and there's a clearing to see the glorious gospel of Christ so that they can come to a point to receive Jesus Christ as Saviour. And when we receive Christ as Saviour, the light shines in our hearts. Praise God. And praise God that the entry point to this is the preaching of the gospel. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. So glory to God, the preaching of the gospel is so important to let the light come forth. Glory to God. Because God, the Bible says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts. Glory to God. Just like Jesus was on earth and he preached the gospel and light came. And through the preaching of the gospel, today the light comes. Glory to God. And people can respond to that when the light of the gospel comes forth. Praise God. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it shows how important the preaching of the gospel is. Praise God. And our minds and eyes, when we respond to the gospel and receive Christ as Saviour, our minds and our eyes are open to the truth. Praise God. Let's have a look in the Old Testament, Psalm 119. Let's read two verses. Firstly, verse 105. Verse 105 in Psalm 119. The scripture says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." This is what the word of God does for us. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And that shows how important the word of God is to keep us walking in the light. It is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Praise God. So it's important, it's essential for us to keep walking in accordance with the word, obeying the word. Praise God. And walking in the light, walking in the light of God's word. Praise God. It keeps us safe and on the right path. Look at verse 130. The scripture tells us in verse 130, "The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple." When there's entrance of the word of God, when his words are given entrance into people's lives, light comes. Light comes. Praise God. "The entrance of thy words giveth light." It is a light. It giveth light. "It giveth understanding unto the simple." Praise God. It brings light. It gives light and understanding. And that's why the word is so important and the preaching of the word is so important. God's words bring light and understanding. Praise God. Let's finish with Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23. And the scripture says in Proverbs 6 and verse 23, "For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life." Praise God. God's word is a lamp. His law is light. We get corrected and reproved through the Word of God, and reproofs of instruction are found in the Word, and the Lord helps us. He reproves us. And in obeying Him, in following Him, it keeps us in the way of life. Praise God. It keeps us following God properly, connected to the Lord. Praise God. So we've seen tonight that Christians are children of light. We have Christ in us. We have His Word. That's why it's so important to hide His Word in our hearts. And when we get the Word of God, the light comes. And it's our responsibility, our duty to walk in the light. Walk in the light. So walk in the truth. Walk in God's Word. Walk in love. Praise God. So let's think on these things and let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You. We thank You, Lord. We praise You, Lord. And we thank You that we have the light. We have Your Word, and we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And we are children of light. We thank You, Lord. The light is God's Word. We thank You that we have the truth. We have Christ in us, and Christ is the light, and we are the light.
Thank you.
We praise You and thank You, Lord. We love You and praise You. In Jesus' name, amen.